Sometimes we run across things in the Bible that are very confusing, huh? And you look, and sometimes you think there's a contradiction, but it's not. Jesus really was a masterful teacher, wasn't he? A masterful teacher. Let's go in Luke 9 and verse 46. Now we have jealousy and we have greed involved in the church. Jealousy and greed. Aselthane, de dialogismos, en autois, to tis on ein, maison auton. Now Luke is a masterful writer, and he uses terms that are not found anyplace else. When I translated the Gospel of Luke, it's just like I was learning Greek all over again. And Acts. Acts and Luke are two of the hardest books in the New Testament. And with them is the book of Hebrews, because it's masterful Greek. And then the one that is a contradictory of all the books in the New Testament is the book of Revelation, because it's written in Greek, but it has Hebrew grammar, which really throws you off. But the book is full of Hebraisms. And so is the Gospel of John in the New Testament. It has a lot of Hebraism that we must look at, as we looked in our message just before this. The humanity of Christ. Now we see the human Christ dealing with humans. 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 Are we humanity?
Yes.
Yeah. Humanity. Now that can be looked at as good and sometimes as bad. Humanity. Among the Lakota people and the Dakota people, the Cherokees, Chickasaws, Choctaws, Anishinaabes, all of these people, the term for those closest to you was the human beings. And Jesus is dealing with human beings here. Human beings. All right. He entered into a debate, that is, among them. The group did. They entered into a debate, each one of them, James and John and all, into a dialogismos. That is a dialogue. The word dialogue comes from that word, Brother Vincent, dialogue. They had a dialogue. They had a debate among themselves, who it might be. Look at that word, tis, totis, on a. Now that word a there is third person singular present, optative active, and that comes from Amy. That who hopefully might become the greatest of all among them, the greatest among all of them. Vincent? Being great, what would you think being great in Jesus' time? Who would be the greatest? Who would be the greatest? What would show him to be the greatest among the disciples of Jesus, the apostles?
The practice of love.
The practice of love, okay. What about Sharon? Who do you think that would be the greatest? What would make you think that they would be great? What would make it great?
Well, I think in the culture, maybe, you know, the one who did most miracles or most preaching.
Who did the most miracles?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Marilyn?
That's just what I was going to say.
Who would it, how about it, Carol?
Oh, I didn't.
Huh?
What? The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. What about Vincent? What do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think who would be the...
Yeah, the great, great. What would make it the biggest, greatest?
Could be faith.
Faith. How about Brother Ray?
I would always picture God would be the greatest, the one that's the most humble of all of them.
There you go. That's the story. Yeah. That's the one. That's the answer. The one that was the most humble was the greatest. Not the most powerful, not the most flashy, not the most anything else, but the most humble of all. The humble one.
Humbleness.
Humbleness would be great. Powerful? Greater speaker? What? Humble. Humbleness. We didn't have this among this humanity. We don't have it here, do we? Do we have the humility? The last message we did before, two messages ago, on the systematic theology was a humility of Christ. Who could exceed the humility of God when he became the Messiah? How could you exceed that? And the humility of Christ. And now we have humanity, demanding from Jesus who might be the greatest among us. Who would be the great one? You think Peter thought he was a great one? Yeah, Peter liked to be great. He always was the vocal person, wasn't he? He was always standing out somehow or another. He entered into a debate among them who might be greatest among them. Let's go back and read it in the Amplified for a moment. Verse number 46. It says, "But there was a controversy arose among them as to which of them might be the greatest. That is, be surpassing the others in excellence, worth, and authority." What do you think Jesus was looking for? What was Jesus looking for? Humility. 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 Verse number 47. Ho de Jesus. Eidos. Ton dialogismon, tes cardias, auton, epilabomenos, phaideon, estesen, auto, par ioto. That little weak adversative conjunctive particle, day. That's how you start this sentence, day. And it is, furthermore, on top of this, and proceeding onward, The Jesus, ho Jesus. Now, the word Jesus and ho are divided by day, aren't they? But they're actually together in the English. But the Jesus. Having known, now here we have some of his omniscience. He knew it. He knew what was in their hearts. Having known the debate, the dialogue of the hearts of them. What part of them? Their hearts, their innermost beings. The hearts of them. Having taken for himself, look at that, epilambanomenos. That comes from epi and lambano. Having this grabbed up a little child, whisk up a child. Whisk up this little child, set him on his lap. Beside him, a certain little child, Paideon. Now this Paideon here, how old do you think this child is? This Paideon.
Well, they're walking.
He's walking.
Yeah.
The word is tripping gait, is what it is. The tripping gait. Child, one that is beginning to learn right from wrong. Okay? A child that is being spanked. A child that is spanking age. I have seen women that beat up their little babies little tiny babies in diapers. Bam, 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 bam. Well, according to the Jewish culture, you're beating a baby that is in diapers, you're beating the wrong person. You start spanking a child when he knows right from wrong. A baby is a little different. I mean, you can kind of correct them to some extent. Mm-hmm. But to beat on a little baby is different. This is a spanking age child. This is a correcting age child. And he stood it, the child, beside himself. Come over here. Sit right here. Right here. He stood the little child beside himself. Verse number 48. Kai epein autois. Hos on. Dexete. Tuto. To paion. Epito onomate. Mu eme dekete kai hos on eme dexete in a different way ton apostolonta me hogar mikroteros en posen hemen hip archon Hutos esten megas. That was a long word. Not only is Luke the longest gospel, but it's got the longest verses also. And he said to them. Now that word he said there, that's second aorist, so it is punctuated action, but it is denoted linear to some extent. And he said this and stretched it out just a little bit. When I got on the ham radio this morning for just a couple of minutes, I'll check into the Bishop Amateur Radio Club net up there, and I'll go on there and say, hello, like that, hello, because I'm tuning my antenna tuner. I reach over there, and as I'm saying that, I'm just holding it out there. And then I can have a flat SWR, standing wavelength ratio. And they said, you're tuning your amplifier, your antenna, or one or the other. Yeah. I said, yep. Well, this is the kind of thing that he did here. He said, and said it in a manner that they understood something. He takes this speech and he stretches it out just a little bit. And he said to them, whoever, Hosan, he may receive for himself this, the child, upon the name of me, by my authority, by the authority of my name, he receives for himself, and me he receives for himself, and whoever me he may receive for himself. That's third person singular, first aorist, subjunctive, and middle voice. First of all, there's volition in all of this, subjunctive mode. And there's middle voice in all this because there is volition there too. So we've got double volition in this thing, subjunctive mode and middle voice. Doing it for himself. Whoever receives me for himself, for his own volition, he receives for himself the me having sent me, the one having sent me. For the one smaller or less, microteros, this is where we got micro technology, micro switches. You ever heard of micro switches, Vincent? Little tiny miniature switches, micro switches that you use for different things. That it's just a little tiny, you only have to push it a little bit, micro switch. Micro technology, microscope are all from this word right here. Microteros, less or smaller among all ones to ye, being under authority, this one, he is great. Let's go back and read these two verses in the Amplified. There's a lot of volition in these verses, and there's a lot of maybes. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Verse 47 and 8. But Jesus, as he perceived the thought of their hearts, took a little child and put him at his side. A little child and put him at his side. And told them, whoever receives and accepts and welcomes this child in my name, and for my sake, receive and accepts and welcomes me. And whoever so receives me, so also receives him who sent me, for he who is the least and lowliest among you all, he is the one who will be truly great. Now, what is a pedobaptist? What's a pedobaptist? Vincent, you know what a pedobaptist?
They baptize babies.
They baptize babies. Now, see, they use this verse so that they can baptize babies. But this, is that the subject here?
Baptism.
No, no, that's not the subject here. We're not talking about baby baptism. We're not going to forbid babies to be baptized, or little children to be baptized. But this is one of the verses that they use for that. What is it? What is the subject here?
Being greater.
Who is going to be the greatest? Yeah. And how do you be the greatest? Become like a little child. Become humble like a little child. Now, we see children running around here today. If you go to Kmart or Walmart or anything like that, you'll hear that. All these little screaming. You go into a restaurant. Bam, 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 bam. Trying to make racket. I was in a restaurant here with a little child here a while back, and this woman had this little child, and every time they did it, something that child didn't like, he screamed to the top of his lungs. It was up there at Jack's Waffle Shop here a while back. I don't think you were with me, Marilyn. But this little child would put on this, he would make everybody miserable. Now, that little child like that, they need stoppers. Okay? But the children in this day, a child was to be seen and not heard. You understand that?
Yep.
A child was the most humble little being around. They didn't put up with this. They didn't put up with these squalling, screaming children. They did not put up with a child. You hardly knew they were around. They were there and they were listening. They were taught to listen from a very child, a very tiny baby. So this would be a very humble being, not a screaming, begging, hawing, I want this, I want that, grabbing everything, going down the aisles in the store and everything like that. That's not what kind of children we're talking about. That's a different race of things than what they had back then. The little child here was a little humble being that was fed last, not first. Yes. When they took care of babies, they took care of babies, they nursed babies and things like that. But after that, the child was quiet. I came from a culture that was greatly abused, the Native American culture. And for hundreds of years, when the white man, the Anglo-Saxons, came to this country, sometimes they would hunt Indians like they were hunting big game. They killed you. My family was killed. Most of my family, the men in my family, in the last 300 years, many of the men in my family were shot to death. And if your village, now a village is a familia, it's a family. A family of Indians out in the brush, when the white man would come upon the villages, the mothers had to teach their children to be very quiet. You didn't hear any babies crying. Because a baby crying would be death. When a baby cried, they would put their hand over the mouth. And let it loose. until the child learned not to cry. They had to teach them that for survival. Survival. Survival is very important. But all of these cultures, little children were set aside in a different fashion than they are today. Today, children are very, very much spoiled, aren't they? Society spoiled children. Back at this period of time, a child was the most humble person in the family. So there's where we are here. We're talking about humility of a little child. Now in verse number 49, we got a different subject. Humility was from 46 through 48. Humility. Humility. True humility and true greatness. Verse number 49 now. Apokrithes, de Iwanes, epen, epistata, edomen, tina en to onomate, su ek balonta, daimonia, kai ek ko lumen, auton, hote, uk, akuluthen, or kuluthe, that is, meth himon. Now we have this word apokrithes. Nominative singular masculine, first aorist participle and passive. It comes from apo and krinomai. Krinomai. Brother Ray, were you going to say something? Do you think of what you're going to say first?
I tried
to. You try to figure out what you're going to say so it can be communicated in some what we call logical, understandable fashion. And that's what this word really says here. Apokrithes. Krithes means to judge. You have to pick out what you say. Now, when you're dealing with certain people, do you have to watch what you say very carefully? That's why we have contracts and lawyers. And people get up in court and they say, my lawyer will speak for me. I remember one time in a movie, Ride a Crooked Trail with Audie Murphy. And a guy that I was in the movie with one time, the Charlie Varick with Walter Matthau. Walter Matthau starred with Audie Murphy in this movie. And the word judgment there. Now Walter Matthau was judge in this town, and Audie Murphy was an escaping outlaw that tried to rob a bank that was raised in a saloon and didn't know who his father was and all this type of thing. He came from a very low element. Well, he came into this town and he shot the judge right off the bat. The judge tried to arrest him and he shot him and he didn't even fall down. And Audie Murphy said to the guy, he didn't fall down. He said he never does. He went in there and he got himself sewed up and whatever and put a bandage on him. He said, you're my guest. Because on his person he had a sheriff symbol of a great sheriff that had been panned down from one sheriff to the other, this badge had, and all of them had been killed in line of duty. And there was one star on the badge that was shot off when the one before that was killed. The crooked badge. The badge that was broken. And so he thought about this guy and he says, this is my guest. You're going to be my sheriff here. You're going to be my deputy in this town. He said, especially till I get... He said, you did this to me. You're going to work for me. So they go into court. Apokrithes. And this guy is suing the railroad. And he wants $20,000 for his establishment because the railroad has taken it by eminent domain, okay? And old Walter Matthau, he's funny in this movie. He's really, really funny as this judge. He said, well, let's have his case. He reached over to Audie Murphy. He said, this won't take long. You railroads, you know, like that. got his cigar there, and he puts it up there in this balance, you know, the balance of justice. He said, what do you got to say for yourself there, Your Honor? I mean, the guy that was that was bringing forth the case against this guy, the lawyer for the railroad representative. He said, well, this guy, he said, we came in here and he wants $20,000 for that piece of property, and we offered him $5,000. And he looks over there. He said, okay, we'll see what's going on. He says, John, he says, what do you got to say for yourself? And he said, well, they got the money. He said, well, you're right. They got the money. And he said, but I'm not going to talk. He said, I want my lawyer to talk for me. He said, well, he said, if your lawyer talks for me, I'm going to throw him out of this court because he's a liar and a cheat and a thief. He said, I'm going to talk to you only. Because you will give me an apocrites, sound one. And so that judge said, I appeal to another court. He said, that's all right, I'm the judge, you appeal to me. My decision, I'm the judge. That word here is from this word apocrites. Well, he said, you're going to give the court, he said, they're going to give you $10,000, John. And he said, all drinks are on the railroad. And that guy on the railroad said, what? All drinks on the railroad until the end of the day. You caused me to have to come to my court with a hole in me. You'll pay for it. I'm leaking, you know. And having judged and having answered, John, he said, now, John said this. What does John mean, by the way? That means dove, a gentle one. Well, John here was an aggressor. And John, having answered, he said, Master Teacher, Doctor of Letters, apistata. That word, that's different than kurios. It's different than rabbi. This is master teacher. This is the teacher of all teachers. The doctor of all doctors. Epistata. We saw someone in to onomate. In the name of you. Ek balanta. Casting out demons in your name. We saw someone casting out demons in his name. Did Jesus have the ability to give other people the power to cast out demons?
Yes.
Yes.
He had the ability to give dynamis and exousia to others.
Yes.
Now, could anybody cast out a demon without him giving them that power? We know that his own disciples failed to do that at least once. Yes. Because the demons were very powerful. Now he said, we saw, Master Teacher, we saw someone in the name of you or by your authority casting out demons. Kai ek kalu omen. And we kept on stopping him. Was there anyone that Jesus ever sent out to do a job as an evangelist? Was there anybody that he ever sent out to do a job as an evangelist that he had healed? That he wouldn't let follow him and that he sent him out to be an evangelist and do great signs and go to his own house? Sharon, do you remember who that?
The
Gadarene demoniac.
Yeah.
And he went to Decapolis, the 10 cities. Now, I don't know where they saw this man, but this man had great authority from Jesus. He said, you go and you do these things in my name. You go over there, you do this. Do you think he might have cast out demons? That man?
If necessary.
Yeah, if necessary. Now, we don't know who these people were, but evidently they had authority from Jesus, didn't they? Because it was working. It was working. Because not he follows with us. He doesn't follow us. He doesn't follow along and listen to us. Now Jesus tells you something here. in verse number 50. Epen de pros auton. Let's do that slower. Epen de pros auton. Ho Jesus me kuloete. Hos gar uk esten. Kath himon. Heper himon esten. And he said toward them, facing them, pros auton, facing them to Jesus, not you prevent. For whoever not he is against you all, on behalf of you all he is. Is this man doing anything wrong?
No.
No. Is this man doing anything contrary to the ministry of Jesus? No. How about the Jews? Were they giving him trouble? No. How about the Sadducees, the Pharisees? Were they giving him trouble? How about this person that's casting out demons by Jesus' authority? Is he giving them trouble? No. Now we're going to go to a different subject in a moment. Let's go back and read this one first. From 49 through 51, or 50. And John said, Master, teacher, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we commanded him to stop it. And what did it say in the Greek? He kept on. We kept on forbidding. Every time this man was trying to do something, we were stopping him. We were stopping this man. We're going to do it. He kept on doing it in perfect indicative active. For he does not follow along with us. And Jesus told to them, do not forbid people. For whosoever is not against you is for you all. Now, sometimes that's how people try to get around the Lord's church, too, because of this little statement, Brother Ray.
How's that?
Yeah. They say, well, the church is not the only one with authority to preach the gospel. But whoever this was had been sent out by the church originally, even though they didn't know who it was. But who is the head of the church?
The Lord.
Jesus, the Lord himself. So let's go to 51 now. We change subjects again. Aganato, de ento. See, Marilyn, are you reading that out loud, Sharon? You guys can read this, can't you?
Well, she can.
They're both, you're doing fine. I hear Marilyn. Sim pleroths, pleroste. Tas hemeros. Tes analepsios. Alto, kai, altos, to prosopon. Esteresen. Tu paruste eis Jerusalema. And it came to pass for itself that during the to be completed, it came to pass for itself. This has happened. Something that happened automatically. That during the to be fulfilled, completed the days of the assumption, analepsios, the up-receiving, of being taken up before Jesus was taken up, okay? The assumption of him, now that word assumption there, analepsios, that's a rare word too. That word is a high Greek word, the taking up, the assumption. That Jesus was taken up from the earth after his ministry. And he, the face of him, he set to go to Jerusalem. Now, in these verses here is the only time that the Samaritans are spoken of in a derogatory manner at all. Did you know that? And there's a problem here, Brother Ray. They were offended. Jesus offended the Samaritans. When any Jew came to when they were going to go down and go to Jerusalem, they would go the long way around, wouldn't they? And then go way up the mountain from Jericho. Because they didn't want to go through Samaria. They want to have anything to do with the Samaritans because they looked upon them as dirt. Now, Jesus has got his face set against Jerusalem. He's going to Jerusalem because he's going to die. That's the whole story. He's going to Jerusalem. He's going to go to Jerusalem. This is the only time in the New Testament that the Samaritans, and they are descendants of whom? The Samaritans.
And
the Josephs. They're descendants of Joseph, actually. And also the Assyrians. But they studied the five books of Moses. And they wouldn't accept any of the rest of the Bible. They would do this. They still do the sacrifices today. I've been there. They still did. Did you go down to Samaria? You didn't go there. I've been up there where they do Mount Gerizim, where they do their offerings and everything. That is the one group of people in the world that they are Samaritans. They won't intermarry with anybody else. Jews intermarry, but they won't. And they have a lot of genealogical problems because of that, genetic problems. Today, verse 52, Kai apestelein, angelos, prosopo, autu, Kai, poruthentes, ace elthon, ace komain, samariton, hos, etoi masse, aute. And he sent messengers. The word here, messengers, is what? Marilyn, what's that word, messengers?
No.
Messengers. What is it? How do you say that word?
What do you want?
Sharon, can you see the word messengers there?
Mm-hmm.
What is that word above it? The angelos. Greek word.
Angelos.
Angelos. What is angelos?
Angelos.
An angel.
Angelos, yes.
Yeah, angelos. Angels. Okay, now, an angel is what? Brother Vincent, what is an angel?
Well, some are messengers.
Messengers. You can use that term. And here, the word angel is used as a messenger, a regular messenger. Okay? Not an angel. This one here isn't a spiritual thing. He sent messengers. Now, we could say angels and try to say it's angels. But I believe it's messengers. Before the face of him, before he was going, as he was going, they were sending forth people, messengers saying, Jesus is coming this way. Jesus is coming this way. And please get food and things ready because we're traveling wanderers. You know, we're like hobos in the land. We need food. We need a place to rest. We need water. And he sent messengers before him. And having gone, they entered into a village of the Samaritans. So as to etoi masse, to prepare for him food, place to rest for a few moments, and water, refreshments. Now let's see what happens in 953. Kai, uk, edexanto, auton, hote, to, prosopon, auto, ein, Porumenon, Ace, Jerusalem. And not. Now you could say and not, but here you might put the word strong adversative conjunction as Kai and say but, because this is different. But is an adversative conjunction in it. So let's put but down there in the place of that. But, not they would receive him. Not they would give him a hand. Third person plural, first aorist, indicative middle voice. Volition, again. See that? It's beautiful. When you start talking with the superlapsarian, they don't believe they should have left these voices out and modes. And not they would receive for themselves him. Each one of them. Because the face of him It kept on being going unto Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. What are they feeling? They're feeling that they're being slighted and they're ignored like the rest of the Jews ignore them, aren't they? They are insulted. They are offended because Jesus is not coming to them. He's going someplace else. Every time Jesus stopped in the Samaritan village before, what happened? They believed. They all gathered around. They believed as a whole. They extremely in a welcomed him. But now they're not welcoming him because he's not going to stay with them. He didn't come here to talk to them. They feel slighted. They feel abused and they feel neglected and offended because they're human nature. That's what this whole thing's about, is human nature, isn't it? All of these messages here is about human nature. Human nature. Verse number 54. Idotes de hoi mathete. Jacobus kai evones. Apon pure theles. Apomen pure. Here, that is, kata bine, apo tu uranu, kai ana luce, autos. Human nature. Isn't it? Human nature. And having seen the habitual learners of the disciples, James and John. James, Jacob and John are, we have the book of John in the Old Testament. What book is that?
Jonah.
James and Jonah are John. They said, Lord, Kyrie, Lord, Master, Jehovah, do you wish, Thelo, Theles, do you wish that we may tell, first person plural, second aorist, subjunctive active, subjunctive mode again, Sharon. See that, Brother Ray, subjunctive mode. Do you wish that we may do this, that we may tell fire, per, fire, to fall down, Karabane, to fall down out of heaven and to destroy them. Analise, to destroy them, to completely annihilate them. Did this happen in the Old Testament? Did it happen? In 2 Kings, we know what happened, don't we? In 2 Kings 1, 9 through 16, when Elijah called fire out of heaven, they wanted to kill them all. They wanted to kill them all, human nature. Let's just kill them. Muhammad would have said, go get them. The popes would have said, go get them. Yeah. Maybe even John Calvin and Luther, because they were church-state people. They were militaristic. But did Jesus call his church to be a military force? No. 9 and verse 55. 9 and 55. Strophes de epitimaisen autois. Having turned around, having done an about face, actually it's having been caused to do this. See that passive voice? What caused him to do an about face? Their words, human nature. Having done about face, he rebuked epitimason. Now the word timao there means to be humble, to be obedient, to be honorable. And he told them, fellas, this is not honorable. This is not honorable. And he rebuked them. 9:56, and this is our last verse for this message. 9:56. How do you start that, Marilyn? Kai. Epurutheisen. Eis. Heteron komein. Now, this village that was offended by Jesus not wanting to spend time with them didn't get to see him at all because of human nature. And they went, eis eteron kome. They went unto another different village. A different village. This other village was not offended by Jesus. Human nature is throughout this, isn't it? Human nature. When these people refused to accept Jesus Christ, as he came through this Samaritan village, immediately, they wanted to kill him, didn't they? They rejected Jesus, so let's kill him. What about when the Pharisees rejected him? They just say, let's kill them. How about the Sadducees? How about the high priest? Let's kill them. Well, Peter up there on Mount of Olives, we found out, he grabbed a little old sword one time and chopped the high priest's servant off, ears off. What did Jesus do? He healed him. He would have called down fire out of heaven that night, burned them all up. And how many were there? There were thousands of people that went to arrest Jesus. Not a few, but thousands, hundreds. Do you realize that they took an army like they were going against some foreign field out there, some foreign country, and they were going to go conquer him because they thought he was so powerful that they needed a lot of people to arrest him. If it wasn't God's will, they would have never arrested him. And these people right here, let's go back and read these little verses that we just went through. Verse number 51, and when the time was almost had come for Jesus to be received up, he steadfastly and determinedly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers before him, and they reached and entered a Samaritan village to make ready for him. But the people would not welcome or receive or accept him because his face was set, as it were, for going to Jerusalem. In other words, they were offended. He hurt their feelings, human nature. And when his disciples, James and John, observed this, they said, Lord, do you wish us to command fire to come down out of heaven and consume even them as Elijah did? In 2 Kings 1, 9 through 16. But he turned and rebuked them severely, censured them. And he said, you do not know what sort of spirit you have. Now, that's in parentheses. You're coming and making decision with the wrong spirit. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them for the penalty of eternal death. And they journeyed on to another village. Now, part of that was written in. That's not in the original language. What we read from the Greek is in the original language. But he turned and rebuked them severely and censured them. And he said, for the Son of and he said to them, and they journeyed on to another village. That was all of sin. They just journeyed on to another village. Yes, maybe he said those other things and that you're of the wrong spirit. Were they of the wrong spirit? Yes. Were they trying to kill people by the sword and make converts by power and force? Isn't that what they were proud of when they went out and they cast out demons? Because they do it with great power and they had power over the elements? Over the demon world, they had power over that? So they got proud. Human nature. Human nature is something else, isn't it? Human nature. Brother Vincent, what song do we have of invitation?
521. 521.
521. Father, we send this message out. If the one needs you, that they will come to you. They all do. We all have needs and hopes and wishes in our lives. And Father, we lay them at your feet always. But the most important one is that we know you personally and we've been forgiven of our sins and that we have our Savior, Jesus Christ, as our leader, as our Savior, as our Master. In Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me where I fail you. Amen.